Tech, Nina. Kansas City. You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah. Hello and welcome back to the Low Life Social Club. With me tonight, got a small crew. We doing it
itty bitty.
Nizzle in the house.
How you doing?
Trizzle in the house.
Let's go.
Papa's still here.
Yep.
It's just the three of us.
We can make it if we try. Just the three of us.
Oh, shit. I swear to God. It don't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Can't make it stop.
How's everybody doing?
I don't think I could be better.
I want to know where the fuck everyone else is. Not that we're not good enough.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, folks.
Where's the Tom?
We're not paying him enough.
Tom with his other friends?
Yeah, his agent shit under contract.
You know, oh.
Yeah, contract disputes. Trying to figure out how much money.
Yeah. Holding out for the incentives.
So he's having a meeting with Rick.
Yeah, Rick.
Meeting with Rick.
Rick.
Okay.
How many wrenches can he sell? You know what I'm saying?
So good.
Fucking crazy ass dog. So, yeah. Trizzle, how you been?
I don't think I could be better. We got back-to-back Super Bowl champions in Kansas City, baby.
Oh, my God.
Whoop.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back. 20 years.
Almost. I mean, we're calling it now, right? Back-to-back-to-back?
Absolutely.
Is it going to be a
three-peat? I mean, Pat said it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he called.
There hasn't been it was, man. Better quarterback to ever live.
Yeah. Chris Jones also said he was going to be back, too.
All right, so there's some lies in there. I got that. I understand that.
But see, Pat was optimistic. Chris was just making everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, I think all of us have said some shit in the moment. Had some cocktails, feeling good, jolly.
Super
like jolly, bro.
Super jolly.
Like shit's jolly.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've said some things. Woken up that next day like, oh, fuck.
Well, my shit was never, when I woke up the next day, it was never jolly. It was like, I'm a real piece of shit.
Yeah, what I do?
Yeah, I'm not.
I do.
Nah, he was probably still jolly the next day.
Yeah, he probably was.
He got a lot of money. But
absolutely, he did.
At the moment, he was jolly,
right,
is what I was getting at.
I get it.
Like Wednesday, they just signed off on a $4.25 million bonus for him.
Yeah, you know, bonus.
For the Super Bowl and stuff. Yeah, yeah, so he is.
I mean, did that dude miss a bonus?
No, he didn't. He got all his incentives and bonuses, yeah.
I would guess.
It's kind of crazy, yeah.
And they quietly extended Spags, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Dave Tobe, too.
You pay him.
Running it all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So where's my money at, Jerry?
What?
You got to pay me to keep
me. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
You got to get extensions here, too, buddy.
Yeah. You show me contracts from other pods, and we'll negotiate. I got no problem with that. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
We'll wait for Tommy's negotiations.
That's fine. That's fine, motherfucker. I'm the Bill Belichick of podcasts, bro. I'll fucking cut you all loose and get bangers right off the streets. All right? I'll get them right off the streets. I'm Billy B.
You just pay me in joints.
Yeah, I'll take it. That's fine. That's fine. We can do that. That's
cheap.
And he's going to be happy as fuck.
Right. And hungry.
We got snacks.
Maybe just a little. Maybe just a little anxious, too.
A little bit. A little tiny bit anxious.
So good.
Yeah, what a game.
What a game.
How about those Chiefs?
What a game. What a crazy fine game.
Amazing.
It's full dynasty.
Mm.
We're in
right
dynasty.
Like full speed ahead.
Yeah.
We are.
I mean, it's pretty
midst.
Surreal. It really is.
But I'm going to tell you right now, not to be a downer.
Oh, fuck.
But the shit turns off just as fast as it turns on. So
it does. Sure. You better enjoy talk to New England.
Moment. I know.
Talk to New England.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It ends fast.
Listen, bro. I put years into this city. Both sports teams.
Oh, 100%.
Never even had an inkling that it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm good. And especially on the baseball side, I know that was like 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 9 years ago.
But that one, And then now we got three of these. Yep. Like, shit, I'm good, man. It could the ship could sink tomorrow, and I'm gonna have a smile on my face.
Now, for me, I think I'm a bigger football fan.
Me too.
Than I am a baseball fan. Me too. I love the game of baseball.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like, so reflecting on the last three of the Chiefs, and the back to back World Series and the one championship for the Royals, I think I enjoyed the Royals more.
I wholeheartedly did, but I'm more of a baseball guy.
But I'm more of a football guy, and I still enjoyed the baseball with the Royals more.
Well, I think it was so improbable,
and it was so like, insane how they just did it.
I think because baseball's not set up for small market teams to be
successful. The stars aligned.
The way they did it with relying on pitching a bullpen, mm-hmm. playing small ball, and not hitting home runs, mm-hmm. it's never happened like that since.
That's not today's game.
Yeah, small ball. It's not going to happen.
Base running. Exactly. I mean, that's how we won mm-hmm. a world championship was base running and
defense.
Mm-hmm. The back end bullpen.
Was there one guy on that team that had more than 20 home runs in a season? Maybe Hosmer had like 22.
He might have broke Salvi the 20.
I would guess Salvi.
Maybe Salvi. Yeah, look it up. Look it up. Trizzle, look it
up. But no, I mean.
But yeah, nothing. Nobody was leading the league in shit, right?
No.
No.
Nobody.
Maybe saves.
Okay, yeah, right.
Maybe.
Shit, what's his name?
Davis?
Yeah, Wade. Big Wade.
But anyway.
Okay. I mean, we had three guys over 20, but none over
Moose,
22.
Haas and Sal?
No.
Moose,
Sal. Can you guess the third?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I'm going to say it was Logan.
He was a free agent signing that season. One of the biggest ones that season.
Wasn't Rio. Alex Rios?
Huh. No, it was first base.
DH. And first base.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, shit.
Kendrys Morales.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Kendrys Morales, baby.
Yeah, maybe you left after that season and didn't do shit since. Yeah. Or afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kendrys. Everybody from that team has done.
Yeah,
they're all done. I think there's a few of them still playing. Haas the best.
I think he's a free agent. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a free agent still,
Moose
too.
Moose is the only one playing, right?
Moose is still playing.
That team is the only ones playing.
Man, it just makes me think it's a shame.
Escobar is playing somewhere.
I think he's
is he really?
League. Yeah.
Oh, minors.
Yeah.
Then it just makes me think, man, what a shame to lose Yordano Ventura, because he's still, he's still would be playing nowadays. Would have been probably one of the best pitchers in the league too.
Oh, 100%.
Dude was electric.
He probably
at like 22 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was, dude.
He'd have probably passed.
Yeah,
he'd probably left us.
That was a shame.
But yeah. I mean, I'm loving the Super Bowls. Don't get it twisted, but
oh, for sure, for sure,
you know,
for sure. But that year, I mean, because after what was it, 115, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that 14, when we lost,
game seven.
Game seven took it down to the nitty gritty, and I was just like, you know what, I can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100%.
I can live with it.
I didn't think we're. Getting
I was like,
back.
Yeah, never. You,
so hard
you're probably
to get
never
back.
Gonna come back mm-hmm. to that. I was like, I can live with it. And
it was improbable.
Somehow,
they did
some
it,
way. The stars fucking aligned.
They was motivated, oh, man.
Crazy.
They was pissed off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they were, man.
That's all.
Everybody was like, fuck these guys. And we're not talking about like the Chiefs when they get out there and say, nobody believes it, bitch. Like, settle
literally
down.
Nobody
believes it. Settle down.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Settle down,
literally,
Patty.
No one believed in
right, yeah.
Literally.
Nobody believed in the best quarterback in the league. I don't understand.
So it's against the world.
Yeah, get out. Yeah. No, I get it. And you want to have the chip on your shoulder, but
yeah, right.
Not, no. Nobody believed in the Royals. Nobody.
No.
And they were like, fuck you, we're going to take it. And they did.
Mm-hmm. They did.
It's crazy, man.
They did. That was a good year. 15, they were having, fights. Pitchers throwing at batters.
Yep.
You look back. It was
brings me back to Ventura, man. He was starting beef all the time.
Yeah. Ventura,
mm-hmm.
not to be fucked with.
No, absolutely not.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm again. Well done, Chiefs.
Yeah,
gives us some civic pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if we three-peat, on the other hand, that might be up there with the Royals, but.
Oh, totally. Well, yeah. Three?
You three pick?
History?
Three
you stand
in a row?
History, bro?
You stand alone.
Yeah.
100%.
That'd be
I get
insane.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get to my pod notes, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Told you. Told you. I'm over got.
We got.
You got sheets. And
years
sheets
worth of pod notes
years.
Here. Yeah.
Oh, I got some things.
Years in
got
all
some
caps.
Thanks.
Let's get
so
it started.
Where, yeah, where do we want to start at here, guys? Ooh. We want to start with some homework? You want to go there?
We might as
go
well.
There off
we
the
got.
Bat?
We might as well.
We gotta go down home Shit. Water, my friend.
Might as well
down home water.
So I'd partaken weeks back. and some extracurricular activities. Was feeling real good. Feeling real good. Looking for a movie to watch, right? But, you know, after a few cocktails, the end of my night, what I really like is like a mind-numbing. I don't have to, like, think about it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to fucking guess.
Yes.
I want some fucking just mind. And horror is the best way to do that. Oh, right? Yeah. Like, horror is the best way to
nice
do that.
Nice cheesy horror.
So, and there's so much to choose from. So,
so many.
I peruse the horror constantly, like, on a weekly basis. So, weeks before, I'd watch Cabin Fever. Right?
Great original.
The original Cabin Fever. Right? Solid movie. Mm-hmm. I like that movie.
Creeped me out as a kid.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, hold on. That is the one, you know, they're in the cabin.
Yeah, they lock the girl up in like the separate cabin. Yeah, because stuff too,
the ones in the outside shed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because the water.
Yes.
They're drinking the water.
And I just remember like the homeless guy had died in the river and they're drinking the water.
I was thinking about this last night when I was rewatching Cabin Fever 2 and I was like, shit, is my Cabin Fever 1 off? Is that a different movie? But yeah, okay. So I was like, Cabin Fever 2. The cover to it's exactly the same as Cabin Fever 1. Like, they didn't even try to, like, switch it up. It's the exact same.
Literally.
Like, Cabin Fever 1, Cabin Fever 2, same cover. So I was like, oh, shit, let's do this. Holy fuck. This thing. Yeah, so I had to send out the text to the lowlifes, and I was like, listen, like, I can't be the only one that watches this or thinks this way. Like, so I give him homework, and I'm like, dude, you have to watch this for the next pod. So, of course, only Nizzle and Trizzle did, and that's why they're the only ones here.
A-plus students, right.
The other guy's flunking out. But am I wrong? Is that just Nutty Professor?
Cinematic masterpiece.
I mean, we can call it a lot of things, for sure.
It was mind-blowing. It makes you think. Yeah. It'll definitely make you think.
Yeah. Right off the bat with the cartoon intro.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like out of left field. And I don't know, like, the thing that really gets me after I watched it and then I watched it again was like, and I meant to like pay attention, but I don't remember. It's got to be a big time production company that's put this out there, right?
Oh yeah,
it's got to be like somebody looked that up.
You think but, so? Like,
I mean, it's got to be decent.
What are we looking at?
Like who? What's the production company that was like green light on this?
You have 16% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, well, it should be 116%, but that's fine. Huh. Anyway, somebody greenlit this thing.
It was directed by T. West.
Who's that?
He's one of the best horror directors.
What?
Right now.
Get out of here. Name one other movie he's directed.
T. West? He did. Have you seen the X movie? The new one that came out? And then Pearl?
Yeah.
And all those?
He did those?
He's done all those.
Holy shit. This is where he wet his beak?
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing where he wet job. His beak.
T. West, well done.
I don't see anything
his
about
his first
T. West.
Movie, which we might have to go back and do some more homework now. The Roost, 05, was his first movie. Okay.
I don't see anything about T. West.
This dude.
Tonic Films, Morningstar Films, Carr Miller Entertainment, and Tunnel Post. Tonic Films, Morningstar Films.
They threw out some dollars on this. Not many dollars, but somebody
yeah,
not many.
Some dollars.
Somebody wrote a check. Somebody paid some actors, and somebody.
Morningstar, that sounds like it's pretty big, right? I feel like I've seen that before.
Would you consider them actors?
majority of them, no.
Just
I mean,
very
I think
low paid.
They could have came and offered us some money. We might have been done in a quote.
Sure. We could have pulled it off. We could have pulled it off.
Definitely could have.
But it had nothing to do other than like
a flesh eating disease.
A flesh eating disease, right? Correct. Which hardly anybody was even drinking water in the damn thing. I don't.
Right.
Yeah, like the.
How they. We'll get to the punch bowl in a minute. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was getting ready to say.
And this is the other thing I was thinking. It was like, is this My Chemical Romance's first movie? Those are the lead actors, correct?
Is it really?
I don't know. It looks just like him. I thought the two main characters were the people from My Chemical Romance. And I was Jared like, this makes sense.
Is Jared Leto the lead singer of My
Chemical Romance? No, he's 30 Seconds to Mars.
That's right, 30 Seconds to Mars.
So I'm looking at these dudes and I'm like, holy shit. And they're terrible. Those two dudes are terrible. I mean, I say that, but I've seen way worse. And I guess for what they had, like they did solid. I don't know. But it was a wild, I can't even say mind-numbing. I mean, I was like,
no,
engaged.
I was locked in.
Oh, I was engaged.
I was locked in. Yeah.
I couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next. It was like a train wreck.
A pimple blowjob.
Yeah.
That's what. Well, I say pimple, but is that a cold sore? I don't know.
It's like the herp, right? I mean,
right.
Basically.
But it was the water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I wrote down here, necrotizing fasciitis. Flesh-eating disease.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well,
I mean,
that girl that gave him the blowjob is what started
all.
Everything.
Yeah, right.
We'll get to the end.
Just
but
out of nowhere, too. I was like, oh, what the
fuck? She
was like, yeah. While dude was sitting on the toilet? Like,
all because he just said he was sorry because she was having a bad day.
That the lip thing had already affected her brain.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was already.
That's my guess too. Yeah.
She was sex crazed and
wanted to share the love.
Yeah.
Sex crazed, disease ridden. Yeah.
Yeah. What's Jay say? Silent Bob and Jay, sex crazed and something. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't either.
But and then like a curveball was like when it like led up to the dude like asking the girl the prom, and she was straight up said no and just rolled out.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I know.
What the fuck? That one like threw me. I was like,
right.
What the fuck's going on here?
Shit, man.
Like that seems random. Because
it implied that she wanted him to ask her, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was like this build up and this thing. And then it was just like all nonchalant, like, nah.
No, I'm
and
working.
And then it just like went up. I was like, what the fuck?
I came back to her working later, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Will we?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
the montage. You guys remember the montage? I mean, it's Rocky-esque. It was like, push it to the limit.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the montage fucking pool fuck.
Oh, dude.
What the fuck? Where did that come from?
I have no idea, dude.
Where did that come from? The most popular dude in the school just rolls in there and was like,
the 300 pounds.
Loving that thing? Yeah. Like,
I mean, good for all of them. Great for all that. But that, once again, that was out of left field. And neither one of them were like messed up with the virus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
At that point.
Until they got into the pool.
Yep, until they got in the pool.
And then she was like, I'm a virgin. And he was like, yes, let's do that.
Let's fully go, yeah.
I'm the most popular guy in the school. This won't get out. We're good.
Right.
And I'm just going to go through all my shit, and then you guys can talk about yours.
How'd she die again, too? Did she slip and fall and hit her head? Or was that him?
I don't even remember.
Or did she just fall and start to drown?
I thought she drowned in the pool.
That's right, yeah.
And then the fucking prom baby scene. They tossed in the classic like chick having a baby at prom.
Oh shit, yes. That's right.
I was like, dude, this
movie's
the
more
hits
fucked up
keep
than
coming.
I even remember. I keep I
dude, the
forgot
hits
about that. Yeah.
I couldn't keep up on my phone.
Dude,
I couldn't keep up on my phone.
I know.
Who thinks of this shit?
Oh, I forgot about the prom
Easter
baby.
Bunny prom dance? You guys remember that?
Maybe I don't.
They just tossed the Easter Bunny in there like willy-nilly.
Oh, yeah.
And was just like, fuck it.
Dude.
Easter Bunny. Is the prom during Easter?
No,
I'm not sure.
It is around April.
Is it? Okay.
April?
All right.
So it might be.
Well, then there might be a connection there. And then they got to the fucking, the cop? What's up with the cop? That dude came out of left field. The chatty cop that looked like he was about 14.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He had the weird mustache. He was like a kid.
He was in the original one, too, wasn't he?
Was he?
He was one of the only returning ones from the original.
Yeah.
Because he was also in a...
Yeah. He just kept talking.
So that's the one they came
and he's got that weird... He's like, yeah, man. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Have you seen Detroit Rock City?
Yes.
Is he in
that?
He was
in that.
He was one of the main characters in that movie. That's what I knew him from.
I love him. I'm gonna watch Detroit Rock City later.
Yeah. Dude, yes. How he just drove away from the dead body on the side of the street.
Just rolled out.
Oh, fuck. I'm not doing the paperwork.
But, you know.
That was in the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah, right in the beginning. Yeah. Right how they start off the movie.
That's what I'm saying.
And that guy got obliterated by that fucking truck. Mm-hmm. I mean, obliterated. Shoes across the street. Yeah.
And they were just like, fuck it. Go ahead, bus.
Yeah, exactly.
You're good.
Yes.
Hit the car wash on your way out. And obviously, it's getting, you know, towards the end of the movie. I've had one more cocktail. But the scene where he just cuts off his hand.
Oh, dude, yes.
He was just like, guess I got to cut my hand off.
Yeah,
now.
Fully knew how to combat the virus, like, too. Yeah.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
I know. He was just like,
my hands got it. I thought you had to drink the water.
I know. Yeah, how did he get it?
I don't know.
I think
you
get it through open wounds.
Is that what it was?
I don't know how. Was the girl he was with? I think the girl he was with might have had
the one that said no about the prom?
No, the other one. The one that was his best friend that he was chasing after or whatever. That was
the chick.
The redhead.
Yeah, the redhead girl.
I got you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who was with the dick who then tried to come back There's zombies with the virus walking around everywhere and cops in this. He's just going around murdering everybody.
Yeah.
He also has the virus. That was also like, what the fuck, man?
And then I wholeheartedly believe that at some point somebody stepped in and was like, I am not giving you any more money for this. And he was like, I have 15 minutes left of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So he literally just went back to the fucking cartoon.
Literally.
Like, it wasn't even like the credits.
Yes.
It was just like the last 15 minutes of the movie.
It was the end, yeah. Yep.
Was a cartoon.
And basically,
somebody was like, no, we're done.
The budget's
we're done.
The budget's
we're done.
Basically,
if you want to finish this movie, then you out of your own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And T. West or whoever it was like, well, fuck it.
Basically contributed the end of the world to male horniness, which
pretty much
I could see absolutely see happening as a feasible theory.
Or just contaminated water.
And also we can contribute the beginning of the world to that, so we're fine.
That's true. That is true.
Contaminated. Oh no.
No male horniness.
Yeah.
Horniness.
Yeah. How about the entire SWAT team and army just rolling in on a school all of a sudden that they knew the entire school had this virus?
Right.
Out of nowhere. Was there a government official?
I didn't think so.
I didn't see one.
No. I have no idea where they came from.
Was the mayor in there?
No. They just went back for their friend, and all of a sudden the army and SWAT and going in there shooting everybody up. And
somebody got a call. I mean, I don't know who it was.
Somebody got a call.
Lighting the place on fire, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the big girl from the pool survived and rolled out and, like, called somebody.
No.
We haven't even...
No, she done.
Big girl was gone.
We haven't even brought up how all these kids got the virus. With the fucking janitor pissing in the punch bowl.
Pissing blood
into the punch bowl.
That's true, but that's at the end.
That's in the middle, I thought. And then they all started drinking it. That's where all of them in there started getting it.
I mean, that's the last third. I don't say the end, but
the
last third of the movie. Yeah. That's the last scenes. The prom is the end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sex in the pool and stuff. But
it was fucking just bizarre. It was bizarre. Watch it.
Recommend watching.
Like anybody out there, cabin fever too. Like, there's going to be, like, part of you that is going to resist this. Like, you're going to get into it. You're going to get 30 minutes in, and you're going to be like, no.
This sucks.
No, no, no. Yeah. You've got to push through. It's like Quaaludes in the day, right? So you take a few Quaaludes, right? And if you just fight the sleepiness, like, don't go to sleep.
Fight the sleepiness,
and then bam. Yeah, you're in it. It's a whole new world.
you're not getting back out.
Not Disney style. But thank you for watching it.
Yeah.
Like, I just after I was 30 minutes in, I'm typing on my phone like, dude, am I fucked up? Like, I might be extra fucked up. Like, maybe this is
too.
Yeah. And I had to text this movie, you guys.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I needed, like, some confirmation, like, that I wasn't...
Watch it that night, too.
It took me a few days to have an opportunity, but I watched it soon after he recommended it.
Yeah.
Which I now think that we should make it a new tradition that a different member of the pod brings a new cheesy horror movie to the table for everyone to do homework on.
100%.
That's before the next pod.
That's
100%.
You want the next
I'll take the reins for the next one. Yeah, I will. I'll take the reins for it. Yeah. Okay. Let me find one and I'll, I'll give you guys some homework.
Let
me find one. I'll give you guys some homework.
I like it.
It's going to be the shittiest movie that I can find.
Shittiest?
The shittiest horror movie I can find. But when you say shitty horror movie, make shitty movie in general.
About. Make it worth talking
is
about.
It's so shitty to where it's good, you know?
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha.
It's my favorite type of movie.
What are you doing over there?
None of your business.
Oh.
On a side note, do you know they got professional pillow fighters?
What?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Male or female?
Well, the ones I saw were male.
Oh. It's not as exciting, huh?
I don't know if I can get down on that.
So, I still have cable. Like, not a lot of people, not a lot of folks out there still pumping out the dollars for that, and I understand I'm probably on my last leg, but I still have cable. So, I, being a child of the 80s, am a surfer, right?
Absolutely.
I surf those 100%. Channels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm surfing the channels the other day, and in one of those random channels in between the Spanish ones, and then...
Because there's like 82 of them. Mm-hmm.
The Spanish ones. And
the music channels.
And then it gets into the weird sports ones, where it's like, you know, there's a channel like dedicated to drag racing, and, you know, whatever. And then...
Which is right before the porn channels.
It says... Yeah, right before the porn channels, exactly. It says pillow fighting, and I thought I had dipped into the porn channel. I was like, well, I'm going to click on it.
Trying to see if it scrambled. Like
it came up. Yeah, it came up. But they're literally in a ring, like a boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
They have like...
So there's a square or octagon?
You're shitting me, man.
No, this is for real. They have a special pillow that kind of has like a handle to it.
Filled with bricks.
And they're in like boxing gear. But they have shirts on. They don't have shirt. They have a shirt on and like shorts and like the shoes. Mm-hmm. And a full crowd.
What?
Get the full crowd.
Did it say where they were?
Literally 5 minutes I was on there and then I had to roll.
Okay.
So, no, it didn't say.
Okay.
But the announcers that were like straight up
in it
to win it. Yeah. They were like, yeah, Tony
like
Jones.
You had play-by-play.
Was there a strategy to it? Are they just wailing on each other?
No, there was a little bit of strategy. It was like boxing. Like,
really?
Dude was throwing so many uppercuts with this pillow. Yeah, he was trying to get these uppercuts in, dude. Yeah.
How many times did he hit himself?
And I didn't see anybody hit themselves. Okay. No, they probably trained for this. I think somebody's got Mick out there. Like,
can you imagine what the trap like that,
bro?
Yeah.
Like out there, if you can catch a chicken, you know what I'm saying?
Are they just like hitting heavy bags with the pillow?
Yeah. Oh, dude, they had strategy. It was a thing. They were decked out.
Okay,
was like,
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get a visual.
Uh-huh.
Are these dudes like ripped up?
They're athletes. They're not ripped up. They're not boxers.
Like wrestlers looking dudes, or are they... Are they more along the lines of boxer?
One of the
their weight classes?
I don't know. Like I said, I threw 5 minutes into this and then I just wrote it down and had to go them all my way.
Okay.
I would assume there would be. You know, you're not going to, I mean, there's probably regulation weights on the pillows. Like this was like professional. Like there was dudes in the crowd with like shirts off and their chest painted and shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, it's called PFC, Pillow Fight Championship.
There you go.
PFC?
There you go, dude. Yeah. It was sponsored.
PFC. Pillow Fight Championship.
Yeah, it was a wild ride.
Who was some sponsors?
Nobody I heard of.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
okay.
It was fake sponsors. I don't know. But they had...
Just made up.
They had
shit
TV time.
Look legit.
That shit ain't cheap. This ain't public access.
That's true.
This ain't Svengoolie.
Right.
All right.
It's got to be sponsored by Blue Chew.
Well.
Chew would do it. That's a good one. Be a good one.
Well, it's not.
That's true. Got a YouTube video up right
Who
now.
Who fucking knew?
Yeah. It baffled me. And I thought I was going to click on it. It was going to be just fucking like, oh my God. But these dudes.
Chicks in lingerie and shit. Just feathers floating and shit.
Yeah, but I did expect just like random ass pillows. Dude just had his like sleep pillow there with him. But no, dude.
8-year-old pillowcase?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
He went backhand on him.
Uh-huh. There's strategy, bro.
I'll be damned.
That's insane.
Is this what it looked like?
That's what it, well, the crowd that I saw was way bigger.
Bigger?
It, but it was like on TV. So maybe.
So they're, they're really just swinging willy-nilly.
I wonder if that regulation
was kind of. They had a little thing
like
going there.
Was, that one dude, he was not really having a.
You know, I don't know why you're hating on the fucking PFC, bro.
The PFC.
Which makes me, is there knockouts? There's got to be probably knockouts in PFC.
Maybe I'm
which,
just
what did they fill the
I
pillows
think
with?
Well, yeah, you should
be. I think I might be.
I hope there's knockouts.
Do you think they fill them with like
how
a
would
certain.
How would
there
not be?
Could you imagine being that guy?
The 20 seconds of watching that, neither one of them made contact.
Now I'm just so
curious. Did you see any contact, mate?
No, man, but I saw contact into what I saw.
You did?
Yeah, yeah, they were hitting each other.
Huh.
And I saw heads snapping.
Oh, my God. You can buy a PFC combat pillow for $80 on their website.
Yeah, dude, I told
combat
you, it's like a
pillow.
Legit.
It's a combat
yeah,
pillow.
Yeah, it's a pillow.
Holy shit.
How many ounces
our
is it?
Our patent-pending design will ensure you have the most action-packed pillow fights of your life. The triple handle design allows for maximum grip and angular velocity when swung. The use of ripstop nylon produces the perfect smack sound when making contact. PFC combat pillows utilize our specifically designed pillow insert to meet regulations. Case and insert ship separately. All you have to do is find a worthy opponent and start swinging.
Is there like a weight insert you can add, like a bag of sand so you can knock somebody out?
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, guys. I just had to.
The PFC. Who fucking knew?
$80. Low price of $80.
$80.
What it looks
like. Somebody must have if they had a fucking.
I mean, that's cheaper than the MyPillow guy.
Oh, it is cheaper than the MyPillow guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody knew, or they wouldn't have a packed house.
Exactly.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah. Oh, it was out there. Mm-hmm.
No one talks about Fight Club. Well, somebody did because that fucking place is packed.
First review comment. Got a pair for my brother and I. These things are an absolute blast.
Dude.
Beating the shit out of each other.
There you go, man. That dude's a fan.
That was
life.
The one review on the website.
The one.
The only review. One review.
It's probably the only set they sold.
No.
Man. No?
They have TV time.
I don't know.
Those guys are out there.
I mean,
you saw, dude, they have uniforms.
I know, I saw.
Yeah.
And that pillows match the uniform.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
Mm-hmm. Just navigate in between the Spanish channel
but
and
I
the
didn't,
sports channel.
I didn't see a corner
porn.
Man.
Porn after
and
the
porn.
Man, after mm-hmm. the Spanish.
I didn't see a corner man. I hope there's a corner man.
You hit the porn, you got
I hope there's a guy yeah, out
me.
There like.
Cut me.
You got to, you know, you got to dodge and weave,
more uppercuts,
man.
Baby.
Yeah,
more uppercuts.
Like you got to fake the left and go with the right, you know? And that's another thing. Like, why don't they have two pillows?
Why
don't you know? Like, why are there's not like, you know? That's how you really do.
Just
it. There's
dual wheel
our
the pillows,
door.
Yep.
That's the door for us. Ultimate pillow
oh,
championship.
Yep, the UPFC.
Yeah, and then you got two pillows.
Ultimate. I mean, that's what you do, right? Mm-hmm. You take what's there and you make it better.
Yep. That's exactly what you yeah. do. That's what this world's built on.
It's what it's all about.
You start yeah. making pillow nunchucks.
Somebody
and stuff,
was like.
And...
Fucking, I'm going to make a wheel. And some guy was like, I'm going to make a carriage. And some dude was like, I'm going to make a train. Some dude was like, I'm going to make a car. Like, that's how it works, man. That's how it works.
And that led to pillow fighting.
And
then
pillow fighting. Dang.
So many more things came before that.
Yeah, thank
I mean,
you,
some
brothers.
Guy was like, I'm going to sleep on a rock.
So we could run, baby.
Some guy was like, I'm gonna sleep on dirt. Some guy was like, I'm going to use straw. And then... Took off.
Springs.
Then to my pillow.
Then we
guy.
Get pillow fighting.
And then the pillow fighting. I hope if my pillow is not a sponsor of fucking pillow fight championship, like that, that's
like
a missed
the
opportunity.
One? That'd well, be like
yeah,
the
we're
main.
Gonna, I'm going to contact him.
Are you?
Yeah. For
what's
ours.
His name?
It's like Mike Lindell or
Mike,
something
Mike
like that.
Lindell.
Mike
that's
Lindell.
That's exactly who it is.
Oh my
it just
God.
Sounds
this
like
guy.
A pillow fighting
you,
name too.
You fucking know. Mike Lindell. Call him up, right? It's like writing your congressman. Just. Call him up. Be like, Mike, here's a...
I mean,
here's
he's a millionaire,
he,
yeah.
He ran for Congress.
No, he did not.
I think he actually yeah. did, yeah.
He's like
he
a...
Yeah, I think he ran
he's
for
like
Congress.
A
Trump
best
is like,
of
yeah,
Trump.
He's like a, yeah, he's like a real good friend of Donald Trump's.
And Trump didn't give him a spot in the cabinet?
No, but he was pushing his My Pillows,
yeah. Well, there was probably some kind of... I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Every pillow in the White House was Mike
yeah.
Lindell's.
Yes,
my
it was.
Pillows,
100%. Yeah, he may not have got in there, but he got in there. Just so you know.
Yeah. Every White House there, tour had free
yeah.
sponsorship for My Pillows.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
He got in there. so good.
Oh, shit. I got one more thing.
What you got?
I had this genius idea. Okay. This thing's a banger. Okay. And I'm not sure what I want to do with it yet. I think it'll be a little too long to be like a segment on the LSC.
Okay.
But maybe okay. we make it like a spinoff.
Ooh.
You know, LSC presents Origins. Okay. Whoa. With your boy.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking here is fan fiction. You guys know what fan fiction is.
Oh, absolutely.
Explain it for those that don't.
Fan fiction is, you know, when you're a big fan of something and you make up your own, what's the word I'm looking for? Almost storyline or whatever on it. You create a story for them that's not like in the movie or the comic or the music or whatever. Mm-hmm. You make your own story, right? So I'm thinking Origins. Of all your favorite fucking turds out there, right? And the reason I thought of this is I watched Goonies the other day. Okay?
Okay.
What the fuck is Sloth's origin story?
That's a good fucking question.
What the fuck is Sloth?
Oh my God.
You
just
showed
up. Did we never get?
Yes.
A sequel.
Is this a
prequel? Oh my God.
This is it, bro.
Dude,
this is it. This is our billions.
The green light to this.
Let's go.
Holy shit.
Let's go. What is Sloth's origin story, dude? Like, he can't just show up there looking like that, doing those things,
holy
and nobody,
shit,
you know what I mean? Like,
this could be the next cheesy horror movie.
Yeah.
His origin story.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And, I mean, you can think about every good movie
this
you ever
characters
saw.
Characters only?
I think we do whatever the fuck we want with it. What do you mean? You want to, like, Lassie? What do you mean, characters only?
No, like movie characters or...
Oh, no. Yeah, you do whatever you want. Origins.
Okay. That's actually...
Okay. I thought it'd be legit.
That's yeah.
Like another one I was thinking of is, have you guys ever seen True Romance?
No. Oh,
actually,
yeah. Whoa, whoa.
No.
Who's in it?
Christian Slater and a bunch of people. Christopher Walken.
I don't think
I... Okay, there's a ton of people in it.
I don't think
a lot of... what's his name? Tony Soprano...
Shit, man.
That was one of his movies before The Sopranos.
I haven't seen it.
Well, fucking Gary Oldman is in it.
Okay.
And he plays this guy named Drexel, which is this white dude, but he's a pimp. All right.
A white pimp?
I'm not going to explain the whole. This is Tarantino was in, did,
okay.
had part of this movie.
Okay.
So it's enough said.
Yeah.
Like, watch
the
100%.
Movie. Christopher Walken, fucking dude. It's got a list as long as your leg of great actors in it.
Yeah.
But Gary Oldman, which is fucking one of the greatest to ever do it, he plays this white dude with dreadlocks named Drexel, who's got like this fucked up eye. He's got like the scar all the way down his face. So he's got like this dead eye. And he's like this pimp. And Christian Slater falls in love with one of his hoes.
Okay.
Right? And he's basically got to go try to like buy her from him. And be like, hey, she's not your girl no more, blah, 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 right?
Gotta get the whole...
So the whole scene, like, he's just eating fucking Chinese takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, with his boys in this dungy-ass apartment. And he has this... He's like, oh, you must have thought it was white boy day. It's like, hey, is it white boy day? Nah, I ain't white boy day. So this whole scene. But he's this character. Like, he's this larger-than-life character.
The pimp.
They're like, what's his fucking origin story, man? Where did fucking Drexel come from? I want to know the streets that he grew up on. Was it Baltimore? Was it fucking South Central? I don't know.
What happened to his eye?
What happened to his eye? What the fuck happened to his eye?
Oh, shit.
Like, I mean, every great movie you can think of, it's got that
I'm
guy in there.
Stuck on Sloth from Goonies.
Yeah,
still.
I mean,
my brain is
that's
like
what,
churning through ideas.
That's
here.
What clicked it for me. I was just like, how does this guy just show up here?
Yes.
With nothing. Nobody like knows anything about him. Like,
he loves chocolate.
These motherfuckers grew up in the city and nobody saw Sloth before?
So you want prequels to certain characters?
Yeah, origins. It's origins. Mm-hmm. Don't say prequels. Origins.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
You want the beginning.
Cool. Yes. Origins. I'm a sucker for origin stories, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Batman Begins.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Like those fucking... ones where they tell you the tale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, Godfather 2.
Godfather 2. Those are my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Origins.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, man, we could do this.
Okay.
It's a fantastic idea.
So we have to come up with...
Well, first start with character. Find a... I want both of you to find a character out there from a movie or a show or something that you like and you're just like, where the fuck did this guy come from? Like, what's this dude about? What's going on here?
Okay. Is this our homework?
Yes.
This is our homework.
This is it.
Okay.
I don't have a Cabin Fever 3.
Right.
So this is it. Not yet.
Okay.
Once we get Origins money, then we'll make Cabin Fever 3.
Gotcha.
That's the whole point of this.
Okay.
We need to fucking bankroll Cabin Fever 3.
Gotcha.
And we will get My Chemical Romance to play it. It's gonna be legit.
It's gonna happen.
But that's all I got, man. Origins.
Origins. Let's do it. Yeah,
I like
absolutely.
It. I like it a lot.
I like it too.
No, it's gonna be a segment on every pod going forward.
I was.
Oh yeah, we'll get it stolen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. That's how you know we're doing good shit.
Absolutely.
Swear to. And I fucking Googled the shit out of Sloth's origin. I can't find shit. So somebody throws it out there. Like, you better check their fucking pod history because they're listening to this shit. It's not out there. I looked at it. I Wikipedia'd it. I was like, maybe it's already out there. Maybe Sloth is, you know, maybe there's not even fan fiction.
I don't know. My brain is just like not rattling there, through ideas here. I want to go through all the movies that I've watched and find the characters.
Well, homework also. Watch True Romance, guys. Okay. Like, for real.
True Romance.
It definitely will.
Gotcha.
Christian Slater works at a comic book shop. It's fucking amazing.
I feel like I've watched parts of it, but I don't feel like I've watched it.
It's a hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's got mafia, pimps.
What's the other Tarantino movie with Walken in it? It's one of the...
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Where he puts he's got to carry the watch in his ass.
It's like Mr. Green and Mr.
Oh, Reservoir Dogs?
Reservoir Dogs. Yeah. Yep.
I haven't seen that either.
What?
Oh. I know.
Okay, watch all Tarantino.
I know.
Watch all Tarantino, but there's not a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's never, ever made a bad
one. I've never seen a bad one, but...
No, because he's never made
one. Those are the ones
I've
seen.
He's never made a bad one.
Those are Django Unchained?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's we saw that.
Yeah, we went to the movie theater and saw that one.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah, that's a...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
You know, Tarantino says that's his best movie ever made.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great.
Oh, it is absolutely great. I mean, it's Leo, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
And Brad. Brad.
Yeah. Brad too. Leo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
banger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it Margot in that, too?
I don't think so.
You sure?
I don't think so.
What's the girl?
It is Margot.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure
it is.
She is in that, yeah. She plays Sharon Tate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking loser.
I'm not the fucking movie guru here.
Well, get out there.
You are.
I mean, I'm just telling origins.
I know. Enough said.
All right, Nizzle.
So I was just looking through my shit.
What you got?
My list.
What you got cracking?
This is from 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
About 2 years ago yesterday.
Okay.
Jesus. This has been sitting on the table for 2 years.
Yeah, it's been buried.
Shh.
It's the first insertion of my notes. Whale vomit seized in Turkey.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't know what that means.
Love whale byproduct.
Why?
What?
I don't know. They've been
Are you being serious?
Yeah, they've been chasing whales for
that?
Oil.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
Whale oil?
Off the
whale
top
blubber?
Of your head, you know Turkey.
Well,
Turkey, the country?
Yes.
Wait, is it a country or a province?
It's
I don't know what's
country.
Happening. Is it a province?
It's a country.
It's a country.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, whales have been fucking hunted for everything. Bones? Like what's that called?
Specifically turkey?
What's the whale bones that they carve?
Oh.
Scrimshaws or some shit? Or is that the fucking... What's a scrimshaw? Scrimshaw is a something, right? It's my Google scrimshaw.
Scrimshaw?
Is that those things that they, it's like taxis, but it's just a guy like in a wheelbarrow running you around?
Well, what I'm seeing here is videos. I'm trying to get to an art of.
I just know some
scrimshaw
shit.
Is the art of carving on marine mammal ivory primarily
fucking
made by
it.
19th century whalers. Let's see.
This is it
what
right
the
here.
Fuck,
and
dude?
It's exactly.
Why do you have such whale knowledge?
I don't know.
February 16th of 2022. This is the date I got in my notes.
Uh-huh.
Whale vomit worth 10 million liras?
Liras.
Seized in Turkey's south.
It's $14, dude.
It's the equivalent to you.
I don't know how much that is.
So does it say why?
Liras?
But look at it.
It's probably... Oh, so they puke up solid shit?
It's like...
Is that like
stone.
Moon rocks?
A man in the southern province of Mersin has been detained for trying to sell some 43 kilos of...
It's probably so hard to find. Is it solid?
Ambergris? roughly called whale vomit with a price of 10 million Turkish liras, which is estimated to be $736,000 American.
I saw your nose go up to $736,000.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'll get
not
some
bad.
Bread. It's a solid, waxy, flammable substance a dull gray or black colored produced in the digestive system of sperm whales.
It's just got to be rare, right?
It's used extensively by the perfume industry.
Oh, the fuck. Those There's guys big money are in sketchy. Fucking perfume, yeah, dude. They're always doing
big
sketchy
fucking
shit.
Money.
I think the mafia does a lot of perfume
you think
stuff.
So?
I do bet they they're do in the fucking whale
they
money.
Do like the big time well-known perfumes.
Oh, well, I'm sure they do both, right?
You think?
They probably dabble in the things that it takes to make real perfume, but yeah, they're knocking that shit off all day. 100%. I mean, any good mafioso worth his salt is dabbling in the knockoff game, right? Knockoff Gucci, you know, knockoff
yeah,
Versace.
Absolutely, dude.
Come on.
This fucking bizarre.
So,
on conducting,
does it float? How do you get it?
I have no idea.
I feel like the flammability aspect of it is being a little.
Well, it's a solid, so I wouldn't think it would float. It's waxy and flammable, though.
It's like
weird.
A,
they're making bombs.
Is it like a bomb? Is like fucking yeah? Is it?
This is Turkish is it bombs
napalm?
Are made.
Is this how napalm's made?
According to local media, the police sources took action upon notification that a suspect has brought a heavy load of whale puke. I'm sorry, brought a heavy load of whale puke in the country illegally.
It's Turkey.
42 kilos and 750 grams.
Jesus.
Damn.
Is Turkey an ally of the U.S.?
I'm not sure.
Are we going to be getting whale vomit bombs dropped on us?
I feel like Turkey's like Sweden, man. They're just out there like, don't fuck with us. We won't fuck with you.
Ambergris has historically been used in a food and drink.
Perfume?
A serving of eggs and ambergris was reported. King Charles II of England's favorite dish.
Whale puke and eggs?
Kind of liqueur made of ambergris was served as a flavoring agent in Turkish coffee in the 19th century.
So this is just a turkey
They're
thing?
Just spiking their coffee
it
with whale
must
puke?
Be. It must be.
What the hell?
What's the sea that turkey's on?
Black?
Is there a bunch of whales in the Black Sea?
Is that even right? I don't know.
I don't know. I asked you.
I don't know.
You said it confidently.
I said it with a question mark.
Oh.
You what? Didn't see the question
no,
mark?
No, I missed it. I thought that was a confident answer. I was on board.
I mean, I could have thrown
out. I was
out,
like, the Black Sea, of course.
Should have thrown out Caspian or something. I don't know.
It's Caspian.
Caspian Sea?
Turkey Peninsula is bathed by four seas. The Mediterranean, South Aegean, Sea of Marmara and the Black Sea.
And the Black!
Oh, there it is, man. That's...
There we go. Lucky fucking guess.
A lot of whales in there, though?
Sperm whales, specifically.
Oh. I mean, isn't that the biggest one?
Sperm?
Isn't? Oh. Yeah, it's bigger than a blue whale, right?
I thought the blue was the biggest.
No, I think sperm whale is the biggest whale, yeah.
Or is it?
Look it up, Trizzle.
I know.
Get on. Are you asking Jeeves?
I am asking Jeeves.
Are you fucking with my whale knowledge?
I'm
not sure you should.
The Antarctic blue whale.
Oh,
the biggest animal on the planet, weighing up to 400,000 pounds and 98 feet in length.
I knew it had to be a whale.
400,000.
Jesus Christ.
33 elephants.
Yeah, but you can grow that way when you're in the ocean.
True.
You know what I mean? 100%. Like, it's not like...
Because you're only really half the weight
in
the ocean.
Right. Like, that whale can't function on land like that. It just crushes
itself. Absolutely. You are correct. But yeah, that was in the notes.
But yeah, motherfuckers are out for whale shit since the beginning of time, dude.
Whale shit, puke.
Poop, puke, mm-hmm. Blubber, oil.
Yeah. Blubber for sure.
All of it, man.
Yeah, skin. New blubber.
The new skin?
Well, I don't know about skin. Probably.
About skin?
Is skin the same thing as blubber?
You ever have
Is it?
Get some whale skin boots?
The blubber was underneath
the skin. Yeah, the blubber's underneath the skin, yeah.
That's the shit like when you see sharks attacking.
Yeah.
That's the shit just like floating there.
Blubber
freely.
Is just the whale term for fat. Right? Like our
curious.
Fat, our
what
fat
about
layer.
My
same as, well, I mean, you call it blubber, but it's fat, right? I mean, I guess we could call it whale fat. I'm not sure why it's called blubber.
Yeah.
But
it's just a scientific term.
Probably just because it's so cold.
Could be.
Okay. Whales.
Chris?
What's the word? No, not ludicrous. what's the word I'm looking for? Like the industry is legit. It's a... Fuck it.
Luda.
Whatever.
whale no whales, industry no male terminology. No
whale knowledge like a motherfucker. I like that. You should have brought that fucking 2 years ago or whenever the fuck it
fuck,
was.
I should have.
God dang.
100%. Yeah. I was just sitting on it.
We probably could have popped it up on CNN.
We could have started our own industry.
I didn't realize that that's what what was going on. I didn't realize that the, I don't know. Yeah, I was just scrolling back. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what word you were trying to use.
I swear it starts with an L.
Whaling.
Like an industry that's legitimate. It's going to make you some money. It's a...
You sure it's not ludicrous?
No.
You sure?
Ludicrous?
That's the only Luda.
This is a ludicrous industry? I think ludicrous means like kind of like
ludicrous,
crazy, right?
Like absurd, yeah. Which it kind of is.
Ludicrous?
That's the only Luda word I know.
I don't know the word. Hey, why are you hitting your head, dude? We need some...
Get down.
We need some music while Jerry's researching here.
Yeah, now I'm so curious.
Oh, hey, I got an update for you guys.
Yes, please, let me hear it.
So were you here when we talked about my coworker?
Yeah.
And his deceased father-in-law in his
One
home for 6 years?
One of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
It is mind-blowing. So there was an update, and I'm guessing this has made national news now.
I'm sure.
Because an old supervisor of mine called my current supervisor and asked him if this was... our driver.
Mm-hmm.
And my current supervisor said, yep, that's him. So
who called?
An old retired supervisor called my current supervisor just to ask about
nobody
him.
Was like, hey, mind your motherfucking
just
business.
For, just for a refresher. Right. Did you know this man personally?
I still know this man personally.
Really?
This man still comes to work
every day. He still works there?
Still works there.
Holy shit.
He had a court date on February 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And this man has pled not guilty.
What?
In federal court.
What was the charges?
Not guilty.
Harboring a
fucking No. Listen to me. This is the thing.
It's not murder, right?
It has nothing to do with the body. Has absolutely nothing to do with the body.
It's the checks.
The finances.
It's the checks.
It's the finances of the situation.
Well, that's a different story.
That dude was found. Okay.
No. Hit me.
The dude was found in a mummified state. The old man.
Right?
They boogie him out of there, autopsy, all that shit.
Did they say natural what was the time frame again? I know we've talked about this. How long was
his
he there?
His pacemaker stopped working in 2016.
What the Holy fuck? Shit.
Yeah.
Years?
He had a pacemaker.
I forgot. Holy.
So 6 years. Man. 6 years.
Holy shit. Mummified?
It was like July of something in 2016. Like, it stopped
I know we
working.
Went over his. Did he put like lye on him?
Yeah. No. How did he get mummified?
No.
How did he get mummified?
He just decomped and.
Oh, you don't just mummify?
That's what it says. You were found in a... Hold on, let me find it.
But I guess if you're in air condition, you know, outside is when you...
A Kansas couple has been charged with fraudulently collecting a dead relative's retirement benefits while they hid his body in their home for more than 6 years. Should I just go ahead and throw this man's name out?
I'll be that's on you, dude. It's,
I can.
It's on you.
I mean,
I'm about taking a bullet.
Do you think
points.
I should? Do you think I should?
I would like to know.
I mean, is his name in that article?
Yes, him and his wife.
It's public knowledge.
Okay, here we go. Federal prosecutor said Lynn and Kirk Ritter,
friend,
mind you,
of Nizzle.
I call this man Kirk the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, that's solid. That's solid.
That's what I call that's him. A good that's one. How I refer to him.
It's a good one.
So this is Kirk Ritter.
To his face.
They're both 61
years
old. No, not
story.
To his face.
Okay.
I am not that bold.
Promise us that you'll do it once before he goes to jail?
I might.
Okay.
I might.
Okay.
I might. I haven't decided. So they're both 61 years old. They cashed in more than $216,000 from Michael Carroll's Pension and Social Security Administration benefits, according to an indictment obtained by USA Today. If you think about it, big picture.
So what's that divided by six?
$35,000 a year.
That's a whole other dude living in your house.
Correct. I mean, that's a lot. That's not really a lot of money. If you think about it, big picture, $216,000.
Well, I mean, if you're
a
low life,
it's a lot of money when you don't have to earn it.
You're a low life, that's a lot of money.
But, you know, big picture.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's not like $700,000 worth of wobble.
Could I handle an extra whale puke? I mean, I could handle an extra $216,000.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to steal it to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, talk to me.
It depends on
I mean,
dude, they were doing pretty good for six years.
Not bad.
No kidding.
They wouldn't have to worry about shit.
Yeah, but they just stumbled into that. They didn't have a plan or nothing.
Can we back up to how?
I think they had a plan.
Can we back up to how?
I think they stumbled into that.
I think she had a plan.
How was it discovered again?
So Kirk, his wife, now mind you, his father-in-law's dead.
The Crypt Keeper.
Kirk the Crypt Keeper. His wife was ill medically. Like she had some shit wrong with her. She almost died.
Mm-hmm. And they had to go to the hospital.
He had to get her in long-term care, blah, blah, blah. Ask me about it. Blah. Anyway, she gets better. But before she gets better, she's on her deathbed. Kirk makes the call. Mm. Overland Park Police. Hey, my father-in-law is dead in his home and has been for however long.
Dude.
So then that becomes suspicious. They investigate. They autopsy. They do this. Oh, well, you didn't report this dead body for however many years, where's the money that the government's been giving him?
Mm-hmm.
Hence the investigation. So anyway, father-in-law retired from telecommunications company, whatever, in 2008. And he was getting his benefits from 2008 until November of 2022. Which was 1 month after Kirk calls in October of 22 and says, my father-in-law's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Benefits stop. Right? Authorities say that Carroll's pacemaker showed he died in 2016 at age 81. And that the police in Overland Park, a suburb of Kansas City metro area, didn't discover his body until 2022 after Kirk Ritter, his son-in-law, reported his death.
So crazy, man.
Both Lynn Ritter and Kirk Ritter concealed the death of Michael Carroll to continue to receive payments from the Pension and Social Security Administration and to prevent them from losing access to Carroll's bank account, the indictment says.
God, that's wild.
The couple each face one count of wire fraud and two counts of theft of government funds, which could, according to the indictment, according to the indictment, I don't know what the fuck that means. That doesn't make any sense. They are due to appear in federal court,
mm-hmm.
February 2nd.
Wow. Well, yeah, because you ain't getting those checks from the state.
So,
right?
I couldn't find anything updated. I couldn't find anything updated after his February 2nd court date.
Yeah.
That was on a Friday.
Okay.
So I go in Monday morning to work, and I just kind of happened to make sure no one was around. I said, hey, to my supervisor, do you hear anything about Friday's court thing? He's like, well, all I heard was he pled not guilty.
Mm-hmm. He gonna put it all on her.
That's exactly fucking right.
Yep.
He's pinning that shit straight on his wife.
Dead wife?
Yep. No.
No, she's alive.
She did pull through.
Oh, my God.
Both alive, yes. She went in long-term facility, all that shit. She's,
holy shit.
Yeah, she made it through.
Mm-hmm.
So if Kirk would have just not pulled the trigger,
bro, they still would have been skating.
They still would have been collecting that dough. So, going on, Kansas police found Mike Carroll's body mummified. Lynn, who was Carroll's daughter and was cited as his primary caretaker, and Kirk Ritter had been living with Carroll in a single family residence in Overland Park since the 1990s. The couple had been financially dependent on Carroll. After his death, the Ritters continued using Carroll's home as their official residence, according to the indictment, but the couple did not report his death to authorities at the time, and his monthly benefit and pension continued to be directly deposited into Carroll's bank account. Prosecutors say the couple deposited unauthorized checks from Carroll's bank account that had been written to both of them. The couple also transferred funds without authority from Carroll's account to their own. and used the funds for their own personal benefit.
Jesus. Da-da-da-da. Yeah, I mean, why else are you going to do it?
Right. Prosecutor said the pension and Social Security payments Carroll received over the 6 years after his death totaled $216,067.
That's so crazy.
On October 23rd, 2022, Kirk Ritter contacted the OP Police Department and reported Carroll's death. Law enforcement arrived at the residence to discover Carroll lying in a bed in a mummified state. That's in quotations.
Are they still living in the same house, too?
I don't know. It's...
yeah, because... they couldn't have had anybody over for 6 years, right?
Well, no.
No.
I mean, he's going to stop thinking for a while.
Because they said... After a while. They said that they would lie to their family members that, you know, grandpa's asleep or your dad's
six
in the
For
shower,
6 years, nobody
yeah.
gone.
They pretty nobody much said, fuck. We were right. denied really. Contact right. with him. Carol's niece, Janet Carroll, told the newspaper last year. And now we know why.
Bitch, you didn't give a fuck for yeah, 6 years.
Absolutely.
The newspaper reported that police initially investigated the case as a suspicious death, but the county medical examiner later determined Carroll died of natural causes.
Wow.
Well, yeah, a whole different story if they had found that, like,
yeah.
He's got a
slit throat.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Literally. Right.
Then you got
cyanide in his system or some shit.
That's insane.
First off, no family member is going to keep getting shooed away for 6 years, dude, unless you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Nobody. So somebody asked about his name?
My coworker?
The mummy.
Mike Carroll.
Mike. Nobody gave a fuck about Mike. Maybe one cousin asked about Mike every other year. Right. And then they were like, oh, yeah, Mike's sick again.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, God dang, Mike's always
sick. Call him
next
week.
Yeah.
A year later.
Tell him Sherry said hello. You know?
So good.
Like,
holy shit, man.
Nobody gave a fuck about Mike. Where would he collect this pension from?
Origin stories.
Mike. Mummy Mike.
My shit's going to be on Kirk Ritter.
Mummy Mike.
Where's his origin?
When did he move into the house? Kurt How Ritter, long have you been there? Yep.
Kurt the Crypt Keeper of Mummy Mike origins.
God.
Fucking write it down.
What a fucking movie, huh? Let's go.
I mean, you know that's going to be on a podcast, like a true crime podcast.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
It's probably
already so? Might, yeah, might already have.
For sure.
Yes. That's insane. That's insane.
That's a solid story.
6 years, I mean, body in a house.
They made the fucking... Did you guys ever... Netflix Zone. Did you guys ever watch a... it's a documentary on Netflix. It's not very old. Something God. It's about the girl, the woman, mm-hmm. who has like a cult following, and they believe that she's God.
I think one of
her things is she takes what is it? Is it nickel or like it's a fucking element?
Mm-hmm. Like iron or something?
No, it's not iron.
Not iron.
But if you take enough of it, it turns you blue.
What?
Fuck. Yeah.
Maybe this I haven't seen it. No,
this is a real thing.
What?
But
fuck?
No. Like she gets this cold following.
Fucking mind.
Dude, it's Netflix.
The shit in his brain.
It's not my brain. Did you talk to Netflix?
It is insane.
But yeah. I think it's nickel, and they say there is some like medical positive things that can come from it or whatever. But they take it way too far. But she has somehow she gets this cult following.
Is it called Wild Wild Country?
No, that's a whole different cult.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
That one's like in the 70s. But somehow she gets this cult following who believes she is God, right? Or the coming of God or whatever, right? And she says that she has like, it's almost like the government. She has like a body around her of advisors, right? But they're all dead people, right? One of them's one of them's Robin Williams.
Oh my God!
It's
get the fuck out of here.
It's I think Babe Ruth's in there.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah. So she says that you know they talk to her and she can you know they tell her what to do and stuff like that.
Is it love has won the cult of Mother God?
There you go.
Is that
nailed it? Mother God. That's what they call her. Mother God.
Amy Carlson.
I can't remember her name. I was just blown away by what was happening. But they get big. They do like a podcast and a YouTube channel, and they get to be like big. Like they have like a lot of followers and shit, and that send them money, right? But all Mother God does is drink vodka and smoke weed all day.
Seriously?
All she does. That's all she does. And drink nickel. Robin Williams? I think it's nickel. Something. What yeah. And then say, yeah. It's like Nexium for crackheads. Like straight up. Or alcoholics. I don't know. Like they're raging alcoholics. All of them are drunkards. But yeah, like, but she ends up dying. Like well, she starts getting crazy health issues. And she's like, no, I'm not going to the doctor. I'm not going to. And they're like, and then she starts telling them, she's like, oh, well, the ship's getting ready to come get me anyways. Like the spaceship. Yeah. Oh, it's a whole thing. And they're like, oh, well, fuck. Yeah. Then you don't need to go to the doctor. This is just you shedding your mortal coil.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. Yeah. So she's like, oh, I need to go to Vegas. She's like, ah, take me to Vegas. That's where the ship's going to get me or whatever. She ends up dying like in Vegas. Like, because she's a fucking terrible. And at this point, she straight up looks like a Smurf.
Oh, my God.
She's 100% blue.
No.
Like, not like a Smurf, like a horror Smurf. Not that, not like Smurf cute blue.
If I can find a picture.
Like dark blue. Like, if there was a bad Smurf. You know what I'm saying? Smurf? Yeah, like an evil Smurf, which there might be. I'm not sure.
Did we find out what turns people blue?
I thought it was nickel. Might not be.
Oh.
Somebody Google it.
I'm working on it.
I should have brought the damn computer down.
Why?
So is the bitch? There's just someone else that's blue. That's part of the cult.
That's a terrible picture. I can't see who the fuck that is.
I know.
Is,
I can't find a big. I can't find a zoomed in one.
Okay, just what element turns you blue? There you go. Thank you.
That's insane.
Hey.
No, that's definitely her, yeah.
No, it doesn't show, like in the documentary, it doesn't show any like up close shit of her when she's blue. Like by the time she's blue, she's like sick.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like protecting her at this point. And they're like, you know, they're not, she's not, doesn't have like a lot of show time anymore.
Kyanosis?
Yeah.
That's insane.
And that's at the beginning. That's when she was still functioning.
What the fuck? She looks like a fucking...
I mean, I'm pretty sure, whatever the element this is, you can buy it at Walmart, bro. You can get it on Amazon.
Some of those cult documentaries
or
blow my
Argyrosis is a condition called, it's element silver.
Silver. Okay, silver. I said nickel, but it's silver.
It's a condition caused by the excessive exposure to chemical compounds of the element silver or to silver dust.
Nickels are made of silver, so you know.
The most dramatic symptom of Argyra is that the skin turns blue or blue-gray.
Jeez.
It may take the form of generalized Argyra or local Argyria. Argyria.
So in like specific areas.
Silver, huh?
Yeah, no, this bitch is blue.
Just makes you think like how gold.
So she dies and they have to smuggle her out of this hotel.
Which and people looks like are she would have fit in a fucking
people
suitcase.
Are onto him. They're like, hey, what the fuck's going on with this shit? So they got like this smuggler out and like toss her in a van in the middle of the night to try to drive her back to their compound.
Hold on.
Stand by.
Hey, my dog's chewing shit up. What's going on out here? Fucking terrible.
Terrible dogs.
Just one of them.
Yeah, just one of them. But yeah, they like smuggle her out and like chuck her in this van, and they bring her back to their compound, and they just like put her back in bed.
What the fuck?
But she's not there as long as fucking. Yeah. Mummy
six
Mike.
6 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Mummy Mike.
Yeah. But yeah. It's a check it out, Netflix.
It's insane.
It's a solid one, man.
Makes you think just how gullible like people can be when it comes to. I've seen so many cult docuseries. It's just insane what some of these people believe.
And at the end of it, the cult's still going.
It's still happening.
Like she's gone, but they're preaching that now she's in the
aliens.
Yeah, she's with the aliens and Robin Williams. And
so is the cult still a thing?
Yeah, still a thing online. Yeah.
So who's leading that one? Now
one of the other cuckoos that was in there
also blue.
No, nobody was taking it like her. Like it, she was getting sicker and sicker, and she was like, "Oh, I must need more silver," you know, because they were like, you should probably go to the hospital. And they were like, she was like, nah. I just
how is she ingesting the silver?
She's drinking it. You can just drink it.
How do you get it? Powder form?
You can get it on Amazon, dude.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
What?
Yeah. Dude, liquid I'm pretty sure silver? You can get it at GNC.
Silver?
Yeah. I'm telling you. It's not like it's fucking just melted down silver.
No, I know that.
Yeah, it's...
like colloidal silver?
Yeah, silver. That's what it is, right?
Huh. Fucking mind blown here.
Mind blown.
Dude. You can just buy the shit online.
Turn your ass blue.
Silver.
They say it has, like, things that are good for you. You know how that shit is, everything.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, eat dirt.
Yeah.
It's well, good for some you.
People that don't always got to wash your hands. Yeah. The bacteria is good for you.
People eat the stuffing out of couches.
Mm-hmm, all the whale puke.
Rocks. Yeah, there's a fucking... there's people
I know,
that
like
do that.
The My Strange Addiction.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. Like the whatever out of mattresses or stuffing out
of the dude that just sprays Pledge into his mouth all day long.
Oh, my God, dude. Could you imagine that shit?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know where we're at, what world we're living in, but there are those guys out there, man. The brains of fucking
Tide
it's
Pods.
A wild thing, dude. Mm-hmm. It's a wild thing.
Hey, don't be doing that.
It can make you create an atomic bomb, or it could tell you that you have to spray Pledge into your mouth every 15 minutes or you're going to die.
Or, yeah. Can
That's make, how powerful that motherfucker is.
Can make napalm out of whale puke, too.
Whale puke?
Unbelievable.
It's a wild ride.
Whale puke.
It's a wild ride. Like, some guy was just like, found like could you imagine the guy that saw the whale puking and it how else would you know it was whale puke?
How would you know
you're not gonna know.
No,
is it just sit on top of the
he
surface
saw it
also?
Some dude was out there and was like,
or they puke underwater.
They have to puke underwater.
How do you collect
you
it?
Ever seen a whale on top
that's
of
what
water?
I'm saying
not jumping out.
That's why I said does no. it float
fuck
no way it sinks to the bottom.
I know,
because the first thing I thought of was
it's
like
gotta sink to the bottom.
Well, that's
then
what,
you gotta separate the water
heavy.
From the puke, you would think too. What
that
the
was
fuck,
the
man?
First thing I thought of was like, why is it so expensive? Because it's so rare. Mm-hmm. Like whale pukes, it sinks to the bottom, nobody ever sees it, barely only three people in the world have seen a whale puke. So, you know, some shit like that. But no, it's made for perfume, so we've been harvesting it for years.
Somebody has.
So how the fuck
the Turkish,
because nobody's got blue or sperm whales in captivity. Right?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, big, officially.
I think,
correct.
Maybe one in Mexico. Somewhere.
What are you looking at?
How it's collected? It's directly extracted from the whale's body found floating in the ocean or washed up on the shore.
That's bullshit.
So
it's not
dead
called whales? Puke until you puke it out.
Ambergris? What, yeah.
Yeah, whale ambergris. You can't
body
call it
ambergris.
Whale puke. I mean... the food that's in my stomach is just food. It's not puke in there.
It's like, oh,
right.
I got a stomach full of puke.
It's
not puke
okay,
until you
okay.
puke it out.
It's so rare because it's estimated only 1% of sperm whales are actually capable of secreting
Holy
ambergris.
Holy shit.
What?
Due to the rarity of the puke, a gram is worth $27 while a pound could rake in $10,000.
What the fuck? How do they harvest it?
This is from its body found floating in the ocean or washed up on
the
1%? Shore. They just cut open everywhere.
They just keep going?
Just keep going,
no,
yeah.
They just follow
the
it.
Japanese,
the
man.
Puke, right?
No, it says they harvest it from the whale, not from the ocean.
But didn't you say it's found floating in the ocean or on the shore?
I assume dead whales only.
Yeah, dead whales found on the... Huh.
I'll be dead.
From the, yeah.
You're getting that whale puke game.
It's called Floating Gold and Treasure of the
there
Sea.
There it is.
Floating Gold.
It floats.
Treasure of the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And there's actual treasure in the sea, so that's saying some shit. You know what I mean?
Is there?
Yeah.
Do you believe there's buried treasure or hidden treasure in the
no,
sea?
No, but I believe that ships have sunk with billions of dollars
oh,
of gold on them.
So too.
Yeah, that's
it
the
says,
treasure I'm talking about.
It says they feast on large quantities of cephalopods, such
talking
as
about
squids
David Jones's
and such.
Locker?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely David
you
Jones.
Definitely
did. What'd you say?
And the ambergris helps protect their internal organs from prickly beaks and pins of cephalopods.
Oh.
And then they either defecate or vomit it out once it grows to a big enough size to avoid obstruction.
Huh.
Intestinal
fucking
obstruction.
Whales, dude.
Who knows?
But only 1% can do it.
1% of whales.
Of sperm whales, yeah.
Can or do?
Are capable. Only 1% are capable of producing.
Which is why it's so expensive.
Mm-mm-mm.
Huh.
Whales. Some wild shit, man.
Yeah.
You know what I've whales. Never watched a show on? Whales.
I know.
Me either.
And it says sperm whales are important to ecosystem because when they die, their carcasses sink to the sea floor and form a vital source of organic nutrients for the deep sea. So I guess you have to catch the whale body before it sinks all the way to the bottom in order to harvest
it? There's probably, you know, just like anything else, there's a time when they're floating.
Yeah.
Right? Their body is being full of gas. And then there's a time when that, just like anybody else,
that's when the sharks,
the ones that fall to the bottom of the sea, right?
Yeah.
Because they're obviously, sperm whales come up on beaches and shit.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like a shitload of them.
Right,
But, you know, I have seen pictures of sperm whales on beaches. Or you get like the picture of like the bones. Yep. You know what I mean?
The carcass.
Yeah.
Fucking whales, man. Crazy.
It's insane.
Trizzle, you should get a whale tattoo.
Oh, it also whale. When they puke it hardens. So I guess that's how it's collected, and it bobs along.
So, damn, man.
So I guess if they puke it, rises I'm have up to, and bobs.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start looking at this so I can identify
more whale
it when I'm out there.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm on the sea.
Are you going? Are you going out?
Oh no, no. No, not if I can
the
help
whale
it.
Whale watching, yeah.
If I can help it.
Wow.
Woo. A lot of things happening, boys. What do you got something for us, Nizzle?
I don't have any randos.
No randos.
You got nothing?
I mean, I got some things. I got a thing.
No, I got a thing. You got shit. I don't give a shit.
No, I got a thing.
Okay.
Got a thing. Not Amazon. Oh, I'm going to start a new one, by the way.
New what?
A new segment.
Oh, nice.
Called Florida Man.
Ah,
oh, I love
I've already
it.
Got one.
I love it.
I've nice. Okay.
I've all got right. one in there, but I think I need more than one, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to come with three or nothing.
Minimum three?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got some more shit on my notes, too, but we'll visit that another time. I think randos. I think I've already done this one, but I can't remember.
Yeah, we're not going to remember either, so.
I don't want to repeat. So I'm not going to do that one. I think I did already do that because it's way down there. So I have acronyms.
Mm-hmm.
Trizzle?
Yep.
You like the acronyms?
Yep.
Jerry? Yeah. Good with acronyms?
It's always give me.
Acronyms are so good.
They're tough.
They are tough, mm-hmm. but we use them every day.
I know.
And we throw them around like we know exactly what the fuck they are. But we
have absolutely zero clue.
We don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm. That's the first
one.
Someone
blow your mind. Oh, the first one? You want the first one?
Yeah. Just give it to me.
GMO. That fucking term has been thrown around so much.
GMO.
What the fuck does it mean?
Wow.
GMO, Jerry. What's that?
Is the first word general? Is the G general?
I don't know. I don't know.
The only reason I know what it is it's no GMO.
I know. It has it on foods and shit.
Right?
Is that
the term we're talking about, Nizzle?
Non-GMO.
Correct.
Non-GMO.
Or you have like GMO cookies, the weed strain.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
who's getting
true.
Sick?
Uh-huh.
I know this dog's got blood on her, so who fucking knows what's
God.
Happening?
Blood.
I tried to figure out what was that. I don't know. There's a massacre out there. My brain's going on GMO. One dog's trying to kill another dog. I didn't see any puddles, but hold on. So non-GMO, non-growth.
I know what it is now.
General or growth?
Neither.
I'm gonna let you know. The first one is genetically.
Genetically modified organism.
Yeah. Ding 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 ding.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
God damn it. Just need that
but that
word.
Motherfucking shit's thrown around
mm-hmm.
daily.
Yeah.
But it makes
what
it sense
was.
Now. Genetically
I didn't know what it was.
Modified organism.
I didn't know what it meant.
I don't know what that shit meant.
Didn't know what it stand for.
I knew it was bad from the get-go, though.
Do you specifically look for non-GMO foods?
I do not.
I do not either.
Do not. But when I see it, I'm like, thumbs up.
It's good for me.
Cool.
Or better for me.
Yeah. I'm like, at least that.
Mm-hmm. Non-GMO.
You ready for the next one?
I am.
LARP.
Live action role play.
There you go.
Shut up. You
fucking
know that
go.
One.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was.
No, about LARPing, baby.
Didn't know that's what it was.
I'd LARP. I'd go out there and do some LARPing.
Live action role play.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it crazy?
I had no idea that's what it was. Dude, I knew what it was, but I didn't know what that meant. I didn't even know that was a
never
fucking,
LARPed. But...
I didn't know that was an acronym.
I have not LARPed either, but you know what I would like to do? Watch some motherfuckers LARP.
Yes. I
would
at the park.
Treat it like a Chiefs
shit.
Game, man.
Yeah.
Take a beer.
I'd go out there and
would you take it as serious as them?
Oh, no, no, no. No, absolutely not. What the fuck? Why? How? I'm not sure. Well, yeah, they do. A lot of them do. You're right. But there's got to be
that shit
there's
got
to be a solid amount that it's like. Mm-hmm. Or do you think those guys are shunned and they have to have their own league?
Oh, shit.
What do you mean?
Who's their own LARPing league?
Like, because there's got to be some LARPers that are like, ah, this shit is so ridiculous, you know? You know what I mean? But like, are they like you can't come to
like
this?
Like misfit LARPers?
Yeah, misfit LARPers. Origins.
Origins.
Sloth is a misfit LARPer.
Just a mask he wears all the time. Yeah.
No, he was LARPing, and some asshole
LARPing
brought
accident.
A real sword. Instead of fucked him up. Fucked them all up. Yeah. Cut all his hair off at that little fucking
oh my
spot
God,
on his,
man, his face crooked.
Yeah, he fucked us all up.
He still loves chocolate.
He does love chocolate.
Oh shit. What the fuck is EDI? EDI.
What's the context EDI is used in?
I believe it's computers and shit.
EDI.
So like electronic, yeah.
Okay.
Data.
Electronics, right? Data is correct.
Electronic data.
Input.
Oh, so close.
In.
It's a big nerdy technical term.
Electronic data.
Interface.
Oh, interface. So close.
That is great.
That is
that's
a super
fantastic.
Nerdy data. Yeah.
INT. E is correct.
Integration.
Integration. Electronic integration. Data integration. It's the.
It's the program.
What the fuck?
The integrates.
EDI integration. Automate EDI processes between trading partners and your ERP with Jitterbits EDI solutions.
Jitterbits?
Jitterbits.
That's your new fucking nickname. That's the name of this pod, bro.
Jitterbits.
Fucking write it down. Not, is
so
this
many,
98?
I've got so many options.
I don't give a fuck.
This.
Is this 98? Jitterbits.
This is 98.
The Jitterbits. Done.
Bits.
Fuck me. Oh, I screwed it up. Jitterbits.
My goal for 2024 is to use Jitterbits at least once a day.
Once a day?
Once a day.
What
I'm going to throw it out
jitter
there.
Bit.
Fucking Jitterbit.
I don't give a fuck. I'll make it whatever I want. Origins. Jitterbits.
All right, next one. ESPN.
So...
I should know this.
You should fucking know this, Trent.
Obviously, this S is sports.
Obviously, the N's network.
Yeah.
Entertainment sports
network.
News network.
Sports news.
Or sports. Ooh. Sports. Hold on.
Entertainment sports. P.
Huh.
Professional
entertainment and sports professional network. Programming network.
Programming network.
Huh. There it is.
ESPN. Interesting. Okay. Did,
yeah, got that figured out.
Programming.
Yeah, programming.
Eric as fuck.
So this is like this next one, STEM. STEM.
Oh, like school.
Like educationally.
Oh, you
should know that.
Stem
too.
Cell.
Not stem cell.
Statistics.
I don't know if I know what this one is, and I should because I have a young
child.
Is it
STEM?
STEM, mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that's it.
Statistic. Statistics are statistical.
Got it. Makes perfect sense.
Okay, hold on.
Makes perfect sense.
S isn't statistics, is it?
S oh, is science.
Oh, okay. Science.
Science, technology.
Ding, ding.
Education. And mathematics. Something E in mathematics.
Mathematics. So we know science and math. We knew that was a given, right? Science and math.
Science,
you want to know the E?
Engineering.
Engineering.
Ah,
engineering. Yep. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
We fucking ace that shit.
Fuck.
Damn.
All right. We see it all over the TV.
Hit me.
NCIS. Come on. We see the commercial.
National crime?
I don't know. Was that a question?
It was.
I don't know the answer, so we're going to find out together. NCIS. Any guesses? Any guesses? I'll give you the first one. It's naval.
What the fuck?
Naval?
Naval.
Sea's crime, right?
Not belly button.
Yeah, no,
but
I got
the
you.
Ocean.
So NCIS. Sea's crime, right? Yeah, NCIS is a specific
criminal. Naval criminal?
Yeah, it's like what was the what's the Air Force one? They had a show too, JAG.
Oh,
JAG. Yeah.
Same thing. Same exact thing. So naval criminal investigation.
Naval criminal investigations.
What's a naval term or a fucking
It's not a naval
military
term.
Service.
Service.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Okay. That makes sense.
Didn't know.
Makes sense.
Had no clue. IVF.
The NCIS on the TV is not fucking Navy, right?
No.
I don't
know. Isn't there NCIS like fucking New York and NCIS like fucking Toledo?
Yes. It's like Law and Order, right?
Yeah.
Like a show just like that.
I don't know. Fuck. Don't watch it.
I don't either. So, all right. Go ahead.
IVF. You know what it is, right? Yeah, uh-huh. You know what IVF is, right?
Yeah, you're talking like get pregnant?
Yes, to make the baby stuff. I do know what this
is. In vitro.
That's fantastic guess.
Service?
In vitro.
In vitro.
Fertility? In vitro fertility?
It's in vitro fertilization.
Fertilization.
One of several techniques available to help people with fertility problems have a baby. During IVF, the egg is removed from the woman's ovaries and fertilized with sperm in a lab.
Lab sperm.
Sperm whale. Mm. So many sperms tonight. Thank you. So many sperms tonight. Whales and sperms. NASA.
I
know the last two. Space agency.
National...
Association? No.
You're just throwing darts now. National's correct.
Last year, Space Agency,
Administration,
right?
Is correct.
Space Administration.
What's A? The first A is... Aeronautics and Space Administration. National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Should have fucking known.
Fuck, that's an easy one.
Yeah. You figure that's a layup, right?
Yeah. Apparently not.
Did you know that TASER is an acronym?
What? Oh,
shit.
TASER.
Huh.
TASER. TASER. Did not know.
What is
not a chance.
We're going to find out together.
TASER. So, tactical.
I like that.
It might be fucking dead on.
It's got to be right.
Tactical.
A. What the fuck would an A be?
What does a taser stand for? Huh, it's from the fucking inventor.
Oh, is it something we're never ever going to
get? The taser was first developed in the mid-1970s by American inventor Jack Cover. Taser is an acronym for... You're never going to get it.
Okay, hit me then.
Tom... A. Oh, Swift electric rifle.
Oh, what the fuck?
The Swift books about an inventor of an amazing gadget were a childhood favorite of...
It's a book?
I don't know. And is a brand name for the device, which is manufactured by Taser International. Tom A. Swift electric rifle.
Huh. See, that's a fun fact you could pull out that anybody
Who the
would be
fuck is Tom
by.
A. Swift? The Tom Swift books about
Taylor's
adventure.
Dead.
It might
exactly
be.
Exactly right.
Taylor's dead.
That's how they got that money to get her going.
Taser.
Taser Will Robinson.
MSG. Not Madison Square Garden.
How's that say?
Delicious.
You like MSG?
Fuck yes.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
It's a flavoring agent.
Is it flavor or is it a preservative?
Flavoring agent. No, it's not a preservative.
Hmm. Do you know what it means?
Hmm.
Do you know what it is?
I know what
You're
it looks
gonna
like.
You're never going to guess it. It's a chemical-ish name.
Okay, so...
I'll give
molecular.
You the M.
Molecular.
The M is mono.
Mono.
But the M and the S is one word.
Okay. Monosodium.
Hit me.
Monosodium glutamate.
Oh, Jesus.
Monosodium glutamate is also known as sodium glutamate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sodium salt or glutamic acid. Shit, that's really not easy to say. MSG is found naturally in some foods, including tomatoes and cheese, in this glutamic.
Both those are delicious.
Glutamic acid form.
Okay.
Just whipping out knowledge.
Yep, just handling
business. I have one more.
Get it.
And it's probably used so often, and we don't realize that it's, well, maybe we do realize it's an acronym. HIPAA. HIPAA is what I'm looking for.
What health?
That's probably a really good guess.
Yeah.
Should know that, too. Huh. I was in fucking nursing.
What?
For a year.
You were?
Yeah, from first year of college. Yeah. No, I definitely did. Definitely don't remember.
Health, I'll say, is correct.
Okay, health, something, protection, right?
Yeah.
Pee protection? No?
No.
Hmm.
Fuck.
It's HIPAA.
Is association or administration one of the A's?
No.
Huh. Fuck,
damn.
No, it's not. I'll give you the second one. Health insurance.
Health insurance, protection.
No, nope, not protection.
I said that.
Let me know when you want the P.
Personal?
Portability.
The fuck?
Health with insurance, the rest. Portability.
I'm checked out.
It is Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act.
Mm. God, I should have fucking known that, man.
Makes sense once you say it all together.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. It's damn right.
It was passed in 1996 and is a federal law that sets a national standard to protect medical records and other personal health information. The rule defines protected health information.
Yeah, before that, there was like six people in a fucking room at the hospital.
Right. Yep.
That's the only thing that I know that like was like, fuck yeah, HIPAA.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If I got to go to the hospital, I got to fucking be by myself like I want to be.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, that's all I got.
Nice.
Damn,
I like it.
All the acronyms.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
See, that's a solid three. That's three a person
solid
pod.
Yeah, not bad. 3 person pod.
God, we went for over an hour and a half. There's so it's many, pretty damn good.
There's so many notes here.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Can't stop.
All right, so future reference got to come with a cheesy horror movie for
Cheesy horror for the next one.
Yep.
You're gonna blast that out. You're gonna blast that out for the
guys.
Other dudes.
I'll text you guys. Yep.
Text
yep.
it.
It's gotta be fairly quick.
Yeah, yep.
Because we're turning shit here.
Oh, yeah.
We're turning and burning.
Yep. We got to think of origins.
98.
We got two
origins to now.
Origins. Bring your origin.
Yep.
Origin.
Bring, you ain't got to bring the origin, but bring the person that you think
would have
should,
a
have,
a,
should have one on the segment.
And then we're going to do one more homework for a segment that Preston threw out. Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Well, and it has to be.
That can be something I do that I bring besides.
And this is going to be because it can get if we backdate this too much, you can get some interesting stuff. It's got to be the week we do the pod, the most interesting Florida man story you see in the news that week.
You bring. So you're making it like a segment.
Current
yes.
event. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to make it a segment.
I'm going to start getting some segments. Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right,
and then we're going to have our randos as usual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll try with the randos. It's getting really hard. I feel like every rando I have has been answered.
Yeah.
I feel like
Randos. Yeah, we got origins. We're fine. We're going to be all right.
We're fine.
LSC going to be all right.
It's all good.
All right.
We just keep coming up with new shit.
We've been plugging away for this fucking long.
We just keep coming up with new shit.
I mean, the fucking most underrated podcast you ever fucking heard of right here. For the fucking underdog of podcasts. Mm-hmm. That's who we are. And we ain't even got Patty Mahomes as our quarterback.
We don't have Patty Mahomes, yeah.
Well, I mean.
We might pod once every 2 months, but still underrated.
We're picking it up.
It's underrated.
We need to pick it up, yes.
You know what we are? We're the whale puke of podcasts. Only 1% of a motherfucker can handle this shit, right? And we out here, we throw down. We throw down. You might only get one a month. Fuck, you might get one a year. But when it pops up, you're like, is it my birthday?
Shit. Yep.
Like, let's fucking go.
If only
we made $700,000 off each episode. Like the whale puke.
It's coming.
It is. It is coming.
You got to stick with it. We can get a good hundy under the belt before we start making some money. So we got a couple more to fire off before we start making some jack. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Greatest podcast you don't know about right here.
Yep. Wait till we get some sponsors.
The greatest of the unknowns.
We got Rich.
Which brings us to our first sponsor, Colloquial Silver.
That's our second sponsor. Rick's Wrenches has been sponsoring this motherfucker for years, all right? Was it colloquial?
Colloquial silver. Colloquial silver.
Kent's colloquial silver.
Kent? Not Carrie.
Carrie's colloquial silver?
Carrie?
Carrie?
Okay. I don't know. Kent's pretty good. That's a pretty good name.
Mummy Mike's
colloquial
silver.
Mummy Mike's
colloquial
silver.
I wish
he had some That's of that at funny. Some point. That poor guy. Funny. Fucking Mike.
I like it.
Anyways, hey, we appreciate you guys listening. We the best.
We the best.
We love you guys.
Deuces.
Peace.